This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Tens of thousands of people are still riding transit every day in Metro Denver, even though overall ridership on RTD is down 60% due to the pandemic. Now, RTD is proposing significant changes to protect the people who still rely on its buses, light rail, and commuter trains. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
If not for most people wearing masks, you wouldn't know there's a pandemic if you stood on Federal Boulevard just south of Colfax in Denver. Buses come and go every few minutes. Dozens of people get on and off. Rhea Cortez says she's been riding RTD through the pandemic. And all of her fellow riders, they make her nervous.
It's been pretty annoying. There's always like a lot of people. You just have to be careful.
RTD wants to add buses on busy routes like these, so riders like Cortez have more space to breathe. The agency says many passengers on these lines are essential workers and depend on transit. But RTD can't add buses without cutting something, since they already have a huge budget deficit. So they've proposed cutting routes used by white-collar commuters. I met Lynn Steckety just before sunrise at the Park and Ride in Evergreen. She's one of two people riding the bus, but she doesn't want RTD to cut her route.
It'd be huge. Not having any buses going downtown. They've already cut it probably about 50% over the last, since COVID started. So it would be really difficult for people to get downtown.
RTD has proposed cheaper alternatives like vanpools in areas that would lose service. But Steckety says she plans to complain to her representative on the RTD board. In a discussion this week, many of RTD's board members wanted to make it clear that the service changes would only be temporary. Judy Lubau represents Longmont.
I support what a lot of the other directors have said about the messaging around this plan, that it be called a pandemic plan, so that no one's thinking that this could possibly be a template for future action, because it's an emergency situation.
But as proposed, the changes wouldn't go into effect until January. And because no one knows when the pandemic will end, it's not yet clear just what temporary means. I'm Nathaniel Miner.